Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Thursday night, Saints Block Party Podcast. Cutwater. I'm still waiting. Still waiting, Cutwater. We weren't going to record tonight. You know, we was like, you know what? There have been some things happening Saints-wise. They claimed a running back. We got excited. There was juice from the Vikings. No. Waived. Failed physical designation. Very, very Saints-like. Very Saints-esque, one would say. They did trade for former Commanders defensive tackle John Ridgeway. He provides depth on the defensive line, a rotational piece. Colin Saunders has a calf injury that may sideline him for a bit. So he will fit, you know, adds a little depth to the defensive line. All that, right? I would feel like we'd be remiss. And I'll be honest with you, Ryan. I don't really want to do a lot of the talking tonight if we didn't talk about hashtag the agenda. It is created some, like, it's a schism, bruh. It's a schism. Schism.
Okay. Whoa.
So we are now live on Twitter. So that is out in the Twitterverse. Here's the thing. I don't understand where the schism comes from. I'm a little maybe ignorant of why there would be a schism for fans having hope that just maybe, maybe the football gods smiled in the Saints' direction, which feels like it'd be the first time in a very long time. And if you have talked to me, if you know me, I will tell you straight. There is a tweet from 2+ years ago from Evan Sachs, our dude. He had predicted that the Saints would draft Rattler. And I was like, ugh, yuck, on Twitter. Okay. So that was like second year at Oklahoma, if I remember correctly. Might be wrong. After he transferred to South Carolina, didn't really pay him any mind. When he got drafted on draft night in April, I was like, and then the sicko that I am, on the flight back from our Saints Block Party podcast draft party, bought the flight Wi-Fi. You know, that's a write-off, right? And I was like, let me watch some Rattler on the plane. And my opinion of him as a player changed. I was like, damn, got a little game. Like, I may have judged you too harshly, right?
You mean to tell me that you received new information?
Oh, okay.
And modified your opinion?
Mm. Crazy concept.
Crazy
concept. Yeah. I know it. Our dude Charles, this was like, what, April? Maybe May. Our dude Charles made a meme of a spiff of the Paul Pierce. I don't want to taste. I want the whole load. Just want the whole load.
Whole load.
I guess my confusion, whether it be a schism in the fan base, a schism in the front office, is it is asinine to me that it has created a schism in a division. And whether it works, whether it doesn't work, at the very least, it gives some glimmer of hope. And I've said all this. I've talked for about 5 minutes, have not even mentioned the fact that a big reason why we're recording tonight is Mina Kimes and Mike Golic Jr. talking about the agenda on Mina's podcast.
Hashtag the agenda.
Oh, my God. Greg texted me, Greg's our dude. Now, yeah. even before the Mina thing happened, yesterday, an NFL.com article comes out listing the top three, you know, each team's top three, like, quarterback and two top position players and ranked them. Saints came in at 20, and it mentioned the agenda. You click on it, and it's one of our videos talking about the agenda.
NFL.com.
We've been doing this podcast for four and a half, almost 4.5 years, man. Almost Ooh. 5 years. Time flies.
Yeah, Popeye's leading, bro.
It's getting somewhere. God damn it. It's getting somewhere. And at the end of the day, I'll say this. We have always just been authentically us.
That's it.
If people like us, they like us. And if they don't, they don't. We ain't for everybody.
Dang.
You understand that? We don't try to be for everybody. We just be who we authentically are, because at the end of the day, we are New Orleans Saints fans who are going to tell you like it is.
How we see it.
So, the Saints still haven't told us, or the head coach of the Saints still haven't said who the backup quarterback is.
Why do you care, Adam? Who cares?
Can I wish I could call a Philadelphia Eagles fan and put them on this podcast right now and ask them, hey, when Carson Wentz was having an MVP season and then he got hurt and tore his ACL, who came in and did a backup quarterback lead them to a Super Bowl? I'm like, that can't be what happened, right?
Did the 49ers care when the 7th-round pick Brock Purdy was a backup?
To
what's his name?
Trey Lance, who got drafted top fucking five?
Who cares, Adam? Who cares?
Care? Apparently not the New Orleans Saints.
We have a solidified starter at QB1. What are you talking about?
Yes, we do. Yes, sir. So untouchable that a man who's in the front office right now could not wait to cut this motherfucker in Las Vegas. Said
with no replacement.
They asked Dave Ziegler, what are we going to do at quarterback? He said, I don't know. Just not this motherfucker right here. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Dave Ziegler, he can cost you your job, man. I don't care, bro.
I don't care.
Out of here.
Here's where this team confounds me. And I know where it comes from. We ain't got to talk about it at length. Here's where it confounds me. I don't respect to John Hendricks. John's our dude. And I don't care what has been put out there about what they did or did not want to do in the draft. I can say for certain, and it's not just me, Jesse Palmer said it when he was working for the NFL. I can say for certain, the team wanted to trade up into the top 10 and draft Michael Penix Jr. Okay. Now, I'll ask you this. Let's imagine that trade would have went down and they would have drafted Michael Penix Jr. And let's hypothetically say that Michael Penix as a Saint had a preseason similar or maybe a smidge better than the type of preseason that Spencer Rattler just had in the preseason. What would the response in the fan base be?
Start him.
Oh my God. Okay. So what, and I'm not here to even say, well, I can tell you who the best quarterback on the team is. Like, I'm not blind. But even playing the politics game, he's a rookie, blah, blah, he needs to sit. Get that. It does not make logical sense to do this sham of a process of what they're doing with the backup quarterback position. People can try to justify it however they want. I would go to them and say, when has this ever been done before? Or at least the last 10 years. Give me an example. The Pittsburgh Steelers just had a quarterback competition between Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Yep. Russell Wilson was named the starter. Is it like some secret of who the backup is? When someone has a quarterback competition and there's a winner and a loser of the quarterback competition, the person who doesn't win the competition becomes the backup, right? I'm just asking the questions because
What are you talking about, Adam? They're still competing. Like, what's the problem here?
So then my question to DAB, if they still competing, if Derek Carr goes down week one, Davian Clowney knocks his rocks off, still competing, who are you putting in the game if he's hurt?
Hey, you crack the pool stick in half?
The Joker.
Figure it out. Figure it out. Only one spot.
Lakers fan says, as I said, my bigger problem is that means he's not giving Clint autonomy to make offensive decisions.
That's a good question.
I can't say this for certain. I would bet that he has probably given Clint almost full autonomy about everything for his offense except this.
I bet. I'll wager on that one.
Me and you... We don't bet because we're not betting people, and we don't like losing money. We broke. Patreon.com, Saints Block Talk Podcast, YouTube, like, subscribe. That said, I would bet hard money that Clint went to DA and said, hey, bruh. I'm not going to even say that Clint went as far as say I want him to be the starter, but I would bet real money that he said, hey, I think we should make Spence QB2. And I said I wasn't going to talk that much, and here I am talking. The thing that still annoys me is the indecision, and I don't care what anyone fucking says. The indecision is a prime example that the Saints, from the top, the top-down approach, lacks leadership, lacks cohesion, lacks a vision, and does not have the gall or the balls to make a decision. And when you have that in leadership of any company, any career, any organization, but of a fucking football team, you are destined to fail.
Big facts. Big facts.
I'm done.
And I don't see why it's so hard to see. I just don't see why it's so hard to see that. Like this, and don't give me this cockamamie stuff about, oh, we're going to compete during the week. I heard NOF, they was talking about how, you know, the quarterback's coach, they're going to work out a plan where they're both going to get reps during the week with the scout team, and they're going to devise this plan that no other team is doing, to where, because reps are very limited for quarterbacks during the season. It's just a well-known fact that even a backup quarterback doesn't really get team reps during the season. They usually get run the scout team. The third-string quarterback be sitting there, chilling.
Nothing.
Whatever you do on your own time, buddy, that's you. But as far as the team, nothing. But the Saints have devised this plan where they're somehow going to squeeze enough reps to develop two quarterbacks and get them ready for game day at the same time.
Oh, they doing an MFM at the same time? Two at the same time? A little DP?
But look, maybe we tripping though, bro. Maybe we tripping, and DA is just this innovative, forward-thinking, 22nd century head coach that we ain't just see come. He's figured out the quarterback development problem in the NFL. He's figured it out.
Does Chris Rattler, does he play cornerback? Does he play safety?
Can he do a safety blitz?
Oh, because if that's not the case, nigga, then no, that is not the fucking case.
Exactly. People are like, oh, well, if Sean Payton did it, which he wouldn't, but if he did do it, he has the resume where he deserves the benefit of the doubt or whatever he's doing. It could be right, could be wrong, but he has the resume to be like, you know what? I trust him. DA ain't developed that trust. I don't trust him to make these decisions.
Hold on, Ryan. Thank you. I got to pull this up. I see your question, Cam W, and thank you for the $4.99 super chat. We will get to it, but Ryan made a point that I gotta speak to. Okay, so let me go through these games for you real quick. That the Broncos won last year with Sean Payton as head coach, a roster. At the end of the day, they both the Saints and the Broncos finished around like the same in terms of where they drafted, right? The Broncos went on a win streak where they beat the Packers, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Vikings, and the Browns. A 5-game winning streak.
All winning teams.
One of the teams went on to win the Super Bowl. The Bills was in the playoffs. The Packers was in the playoffs. The Vikings,
in the divisional round.
The Vikings bit the Saints over with a quarterback four. Oh, wait. Josh Dobbs was the backup quarterback. And he beat. Okay. So I would trust the head coach that can win, that has shown that he can beat good to great teams. He's not the head coach of the Saints anymore.
No.
And here's here's the big difference. If you pull DA out, you put Sean Payton in this exact situation that just went down this offseason for the Saints, I would also bet hard money that even if Sean didn't name Rattler the starter, that rope for Carr would be
razor thin. Razor thin, bro.
Nigga, the first INT, like this man like would be chomping at the bits to pull. Nigga, just throw one, nigga.
Can you imagine the screaming matches Sean Payton and Derek Carr would have? Derek Carr probably would have left. Like Derek Carr probably would have left on his own, bro. Just like, I ain't coming back. Sean Payton with 8
on 5, man. Those jackals was chasing. I was following. I couldn't do it no more. You understand? We got 56 concurrent viewers right now. Let me go to Cam's question. Does Clint have the power to bypass DA and to go to Mickey about Rattler? Sorry if it's a stupid question. It's not a stupid question. He doesn't have the, we don't know. But even if he were to do that, I would say this with a little bit of certainty of Mickey would just be like, you know, just kind of just push him politely out the office and say, okay, we hear your point of view. We hear it's been noted, right? That's what our organization says, bro. Like it's been noted.
Right. Yeah.
Duly noted.
And, I mean, I don't know Clint. I don't know anything about him, like personality wise, but just watching him, he just seems like a good soldier. Like he's, you know, I'm sure he has his own opinions and speaks his mind, you know, but he seems like he knows he's the offensive coordinator and DA's the head coach. And he's going to, you know, he's going to do his job and not try to shake the desk too much, at least right now. You know, now if things get a little dicey during the season, you know, that's when everybody start fighting for their jobs, that's when they start taking that back stairs up to the boss's office, like, hey, I don't know. him and Dave Ziegler probably went to the side, like, man. They Ireland, looking at Ireland over there, like, hey, Spencer, you know, I don't get DA out of here, you know. That's what starts happening in NFL teams when things get really dicey, you know, like people fight for jobs, people start clicking up, you start having factions and all this stuff. So we don't know. We're not there yet. But to me, it just like, is it a big deal? Like just the fact that he didn't tell the fans, like, you know, who's QB2 and then like that. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal because at the end of the day, you know, if something were to happen to Derek Carr during the game, they're going to have to put somebody in. They're going to have to make a decision at some point, regardless of what they tell us. You know, it doesn't matter from that standpoint. It just was another just bullet point on a list. Like, if you go back and find our episodes from last year, a case against Dennis Allen. We had a whole trial against him. It's just another thing on the docket, Adam. Just another thing, another charge.
We got
count two, count three, count four. Just another count.
You know what we got to do at some point, bruh. Especially if the season go bad. We got to do another episode like that, but we got to change the defendant, Mickey Loomis.
Mickey Loomis, bring him on in. It's bigger than Nino Brown.
go ahead, go swear yourself in, nigga. Just put your hand up, put your hand on the Bibles. The Traders Playbook, thank you for the $4.99 super chat. What if we hijack the dome and chant Rattler all game, every game? Kind of how Broncos fans did for Tebow back then, and they forced the team to put him in. I'm going to say this. If I want to get in front of this, because I feel like there's a perception that people have about you and I that we are so intent on watching the downfall of Derek Carr that as long as it fits a narrative of what we want, regardless of how that affects the team, as long as we are proven right, that's all we care about.
Oh my God.
Suck my fucking dick.
Please.
Hold on. Right here. Suck my fucking dick. We are Saints fans. Period. Period. We want the team to succeed. We want the team to be successful. If you asked us, me and Ryan started a Saints podcast during the absolute worst fucking time business-wise a company, and we are a business, could ever decide to start a Saints podcast. Because you know what? When the Saints are bad and the Saints don't win, people don't listen to podcasts. People don't jump into a live stream and want to hear about the Saints because 90% of fans are still so emotionally involved in their team that they don't want to hear when their team is not winning. We know this because Ryan and I used to be those people.
Yep. I don't want to hear nothing.
Nothing
about the Saints.
I don't want to walk into work. I don't. Oh, man, that was a tough. Nigga, shut up. I know it was a tough one. I watched it. But you know what? Now,
a little cereal podcast.
Now, it doesn't bother us. So, at the end of the day, if it's DA, if it's Derek Carr, if they can lead the Saints to prominence, if they can lead the Saints to be respectable, fun, and have wins, we would back that up in tenfold. But what has Derek Carr and Dennis Allen shown to this point that would be indicative that they can do that? And that's not me, and that's not for me to say that it can't happen. When the Saints were 2-0, Twitter again was a civil war.
We were on the opposite side. We were on the other side. We like, hey, y'all relax. They're 2-0. Don't enjoy. Let's give them
over this.
Give them time. Look, give them time. You know,
our dude Whitewell said, "Give me 10 wins and I'll hashtag back the blue." You already hashtag back the blue. They won't talk about Chris.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
But
yeah, that drove me, man. That drove me. Just that. Well, it didn't drive me because I know people that think that about me or you. Don't listen to the podcast, not a part of our community. So I'm just like, whatever. But it's just stupid. Don't hop in my mentions with that shit. Like, y'all just want to be right. Y'all just want to be right. I don't give a shit about right. I don't make money off being right. It's like I don't care. I don't care about that shit. I'm just calling it how I see it. DA is a shitty head coach. I have no reason to believe he's making smart decisions, no reason to believe that he's going to be good teams this year, and I'm willing and completely open to be proven wrong. I will apologize. Please. What? I will say, I will scream it from the top of the mouth.
What did we say in that Rams game? Show
me
something. Show me something.
Showed you something, all right.
Sean McVay didn't even pull the panties to the side, nigga. He just ripped them bitches off. Stretch them legs, shot. Girl. This is what this upcoming season's all going to be about. Is like, please shut us up. Please shut us up. Can DA go on a 4-game win streak? Can that happen? Can it happen?
Please.
Can it happen?
Beat a good team, an actual good team.
Because Sean Payton had a 5-game win streak and beat multiple good teams in a row with a not great roster.
Beat Dallas.
Oh, my God.
Beat Dallas. Beat Dallas. Beat the Panthers first. Beat the Panthers first and beat Dallas. Beat Dallas.
Let me catch up on these super chats. I'm sorry. We was going. Real quick, getting back to what the Traders playbook said. I don't know if this would happen, but I do feel at some point if it does get bad in the dome. Also, you can go to week one for like $43 right now, by the way.
I remember.
If it goes bad in the dome, I would not be shocked to hear a Rattler chant. Give us Spence. Give us Spence. I can already hear.
Agenda. 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 Something.
But look, is that hold on. We getting paid. I gotta give the love to people that
get it up. Showing us love.
Josue, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Sandoval, $2 super chat. Hashtag the agenda. Appreciate you, Josue. TC, don't know who TC is. Keep up the great work, fellas. A $9.99 super chat.
Thank you.
Cam W, again, $4.99 super chat. Need someone from the chat to wife up Gail and slowly take over the team. I'll volunteer.
Hey, bro. Super chat.
Listen, if it was like one of us, and it wouldn't be one of us because we are happy. But like, let's in a fantasy say like we were like not attached. Do you remember like it was like a thing on social media where like interracial couples would go to like slave or like slave plantations and do like a photo shoot and like yeah. Black guy would be the slave. That's what one of us would be having to do if we got with Gail. would it be worth it though, Ryan? Would it be worth it?
No comment. I couldn't do it.
To have a stake in the Saints, Gail, put them chains on this wrist and call me Kunta girl. Like let's get it going.
Like Jay-Z say, I can't help the poor if I'm one of them.
My name is Toby. Trader Joe, the Trader's Playbook, $1.99 super chat. Thank you very much. He said, I know the players see Rattler and want him as quarterback one.
Players know, man.
Players. Can't lie to players, bro. You can't lie to players.
Can't lie to players, bro.
Can't do it.
I just want to clear up that I'm not like, and I'm not even like this. Start Spencer Rattler ASAP. No. Like, I want to see him, but like I do also understand that he is a rookie quarterback, and like the CJ Strouds of the world is extremely rare. Like that, they just come in and just look good.
Oh my they god, were, so rare,
extremely rare. It's. So he's going to come in, he's going to see defenses he ain't never seen. They're going to be running all kind of blitzes and shell coverages. And he got a turnstile at right tackle. He got a guy learning left tackle. It'll be rough, but that's just the life of – but you get a chance. I do want to eventually see him get a chance in this offense, especially if we see through time that – the Clint Kubiak Carr marriage isn't working. You know what I'm saying? Because that was why Clint Kubiak was brought in. He was brought in to, one, fix the run game and to fix the passing game to help Derek Carr. And if that ain't working, then what's the fucking point? And if you got a young quarterback that could possibly help that situation, then why not go to it? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm looking for. And let's not bullshit it around. Like, let's not just have this fictitious, like, live in this fictitious world. Like, Derek Carr is just the solidified future Hall of Fame, like, vet that's just in his prime. Like, he can't be touched. Like, he Drew Brees or something. Like, that's just not the case. I don't care what his contract says. That's just not the case. And we know that the team knows this, at least some factions of the team.
To the point that they were going to trade up in the top 10 to draft the goddamn quarterback, bro. Like,
now Derek Carr, Dennis Allen, we know he riding the ship down. Funniest tweet I saw, I think that was last week, where somebody was like, is Dennis Allen going to be the first coach to get fired twice with the same quarterback?
Same quarterback, bro.
I was like, that's a good, maybe it happened before, but I was like, that's a good question, man. Like, that's crazy.
True loyalty, bro.
True loyalty. Like, how many head coaches Carter got cooked, man?
Yes, Bajan, I am sweating. I'm just catching up in the chat. Our dude Eric Martinez said, Sean McVay put the Saints on blacked. Yes, he fucking did, bro. It wasn't even just black. It was blacked raw. Like,
blacked raw. Got the camera.
Oh, that shit was, bro. Jay Sean said about the situation we're talking about with Gail. If that means I turn this franchise around, I'm taking that shit down for the team. You got, our new Sherm. We love Sherm. He said be hitting Gale with that Johnson. Nigga, what did Cap say in Endgame? Whatever it takes. Eric Martinez says, next year, do we get hashtag give me the Johnson and hashtag rattle my balls? Bruh, could you? You were talking about the marriage of Clint Kubiak and Derek Carr. And as you was talking about it, I just wanted to ask you a simple question. Who do you trust more to read an NFL defense right now? An NFL defense right now. Derek Carr or Spencer Rattler?
The fact that I can't answer that like easily should tell you everything you need to know. Like, I want to say Derek Carr, but then I'm like, like, Derek Carr has more experience. Obviously, he's seen more. So, that obviously, knowledge comes with that. But, like, as far as, like, actually processing and making the clutch decision at the heat of the moment under duress, I think I'm going to lean old Spence. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying Spence is going to make the right decision every time, but I think he's going to learn from it. You know, I think he's going to learn from it where Derek Carr, this man's still saying, like, the safety left his responsibility and he picked off a ball. Like, what are you talking about, man?
Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates gonna have that man in hell, bro. Just hell. Hell.
Oh, man.
Chris, our dude, hashtag white wealth, said he be seeing shit, but he don't retain.
I be seeing shit.
Nigga need tutoring. Can we put Derek Carr and Sullivan quarterback for like something? Listen, at the end of the day, we want. Oh yeah, I forgot. Chris said that Carr dapped up Jesse Bates after he did typical Dave safety shit and praised him like he walked on water.
But that was a great read, man. Like Ed Reed or something like that. Just stepped in front of the receiver. Like a receiver that you were eyeing down and you looked the whole way and he stepped in front of it. He's like, great play. Like you remember when Ed Reed would do some shit like come from the other side of the field against Peyton Manning and just like, man, that's some shit. Like, I'm like, man, this dude is elite. And just a beast saying, like, okay, I'll take the ball. Like, what? Trash.
That's it. Prove us wrong, man. Prove us wrong, man.
It could very well happen where Clint Kubiak simplifies the offense to the point where you got, like we've seen, it's been talked about ad nauseum, final four to five games of the season. They increased the amount of play action they ran. They increased the motion. Carr looked much better statistically. He was the top quarterback in the league, whatever. Argue about that on yourself. But he was good statistically. And maybe Clint's scheme solves this. And that's the whole point of Clint coming in. They don't have a ton of new receivers. They don't have a ton of new running backs. They don't have a ton of new players on offense. They got Clint Kubiak and offensive coaches to fix this. So we're going to see. Like, we will get answers. So if he's able to get Carr to, you know, to minimize the amount of reads, doesn't have to adjust the line of scrimmage and adjust protections and all that stuff, can get him in, you know, this quarterback-friendly reads where it's like high, low, or if it's one or two and this and that, and that works, great, man. Like, it's going to be fun football, and if we're running the ball and we're moving the ball well, I'm going to enjoy it. I am not going to be sitting here mad about winning. Like, that's just not me. I like fun. Nope. I like good football at the end of the day. We got a defense that, you know, on paper should be pretty good, and maybe they might be really good, you know? So, man, like, I'm all in for that, bro, but you can expect me to sit here and, like, believe it's going to happen? With what evidence? Like, I ain't going to believe it until I see it, man. I'm agnostic on that.
Simple as that, man. That's as simple as that. we hitting on some things besides this. It was good to see Marshawn came back to practice. Rashid Shaheed back at practice. I think Marshawn was just like, this training camp thing. I didn't even see this one, Cam W. Thank you for the another $4.99 super chat. I've seen Rattler throw with anticipation more than Carr ever has with us. Give me the
room. Bruh. And just imagine Spencer with like a week of preparation with the coaches and they scheming up things. They pointing out what he does well and putting the throws in there for him. And they got some, and you know, he can move a little bit. You got him moving with Taysom and AK. You're moving a little. Come on, man. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying, man. Maybe it won't work. Maybe he
might not, bro. Might not.
You know, maybe he's like a Will Levis or something like that. You know, who knows?
Even if it doesn't work, and it might not, right? I think the funny thing and the sad thing at the same time is it feels like there's a section of the fan base that doesn't want it to work just to say, hey, we told you it wasn't going to work.
Which they accuse us of being the opposite. Like, oh, we want to prove to you that, oh, we just want the best outcome. To the day.
Do the same thing. Yes or no?
Want the best outcome for now and the future. You know?
I pulled up a tweet. Adam Schefter posted this morning. I want to read it to you verbatim. Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo has just informed the team that Jacoby Brissett will be the New England's one-week starting quarterback versus the Bengals, per Jeremy Fowler and me. Also, still, fuck Adam Schefter, but I digress. The favorite to start in the battle with rookie quarterback Drake May now gets the week one nod. Okay, let me read this last sentence because that's the most important part. But May's time is coming. If you were to align Drake May's start in the preseason and Spencer Rattler's start in the preseason, and I don't know how much you've seen, but if you were to ask, you would probably say at worst it was a wash. Mm-hmm. Worst if it was a wash. And if you can make an argument, maybe May looked a little better in some areas, maybe Spencer looked a little better in some areas, but let's just say it was a wash. So if it was a wash in New England and May's time is coming, what is different about Rattler's situation?
You had Derek Carr sitting in front and he would throw a pitch fit if there was any indication from the team to the outside that his spot as QB1 is even remotely question. Even remotely.
If you feel that way, if you're the starting quarterback of the team, then how do you expect to lead a team if you're not secure in yourself as a player? Oh boy. Am I spinning?
Please respond.
If you're that good, that means you got to go out and show to the world that Spencer Rattler is nothing to worry about.
That's it.
If we go back and look at the preseason games, how many scoring drives did Derek Carr lead? Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't want to hear like, oh, he was going to get started. He was going to get started. No. He went against two starters against the Cardinals and went against backups against the 49ers because I was there. And Spencer Rattler led 1, 2, 4. Derek Carr was throwing out there to Chris Olave. AK. Show us. Shut us up. Shut us up. And this is not, we're not putting this out here to say that we are hoping for Derek Carr's downfall. For the love of fucking God, please go out and play well. Please go play well.
Please.
I was at the Niners game, bro. Every fucking throw was off target. Every throw was late. Every throw was inaccurate. I was there. And people were saying it on Twitter, because if I was seeing it in person, I know y'all were seeing it on the game. Prove us wrong. And I will hand on Bible, put it on my mom, who is no longer with us. We will shut the fuck up. But please don't come at us as a podcast, as a fan base, or whatever, trying to say that we want something so badly in some type of way that we would, as fans, hope that the team fail just for us to be right.
Kiss my A's.
Let me say one more thing. Let me rock this back. We still getting some love in the chat. The Traders Playbook, $10.99 super chat. Appreciate you. Even Rattler sounds more like a legit leader in Poison Car. Car talks like a politician and phony. Rattler just got that it about him. This nigga right here is spitting right now.
Trader Joe's spit.
Is that Trader Joe's? Trader's Playbook, right? Oh shit! Yes, that is very obvious. I've listened to a couple of Rattler pressers. They just different, bro. And I've said this point time and time again. He has already been through, as a young player, he has gone from the highest of highs to the lowest of fucking lows. He has gone from being the number one recruit in the country when he was at Arizona, coming out of Arizona. He had the world was his oyster. He goes to Oklahoma. He has a pretty good first year as a freshman. Sophomore year, he gets replaced by Caleb Williams, to the point where people at games were chanting, "We want Caleb. We want Caleb." That's what he heard as an 18, 19-year-old. And while I would probably guess that he was probably very immature, because who the fuck is it immature at 18 and 19? Who amongst us? He has to transfer, goes to South Carolina, picks South Carolina because he specifically wanted to go to a school that had a pro-style offense. Goes to South Carolina, plays in the pro-style offense, one of a very bad offensive line at South Carolina. He goes from being a maybe top 10 pick at his peak, about his height, to fall into a fifth round fucking pick and getting drafted on day 3.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He's already been through the fucking fire. He's been through the fire.
Exactly. And you could tell, if you listen to his presses, you could just tell how excited he is, man. Like, the dude excited to just be playing football and, you know, just out there playing, man. Like, you could tell he's just excited talking about football, just being in it, being a part of a team, not having the weight of the world put on his shoulders right now, you know. He just enjoyed it, man. And, it's refreshing to see.
Funny. He doesn't have the weight of the world put on his shoulders, but when it's time for him to rise to the occasion, besides the San Francisco game, he has risen to the occasion every goddamn time.
Yep.
You made a funny point, and you were just like, man, imagine Spencer Rattler just going on, like, Twitter or Instagram, just scrolling, bro. And it's just like here's going to be a full circle moment, because it's going to happen. He, as a young man, 18, 19, he's hearing Oklahoma chant, "We want Caleb." He gets in the pros, and he may hear agenda, "We want Spence." And he's a rookie. Ain't that
a movie. That's a movie right there.
Ain't that a full circle moment?
That's a movie.
Cam with the $1.99 super chat. Biggest scammer, Kurt or Carr family or Kirk Cousins agent? Can we put a little respect on Kirk Cousins' name right now, bro? We not gonna disrespect Kirk Cousins like this and this bitch, bro.
Kirk can play ball, man.
You put Kirk Cousins on this Saints team, this team is a playoff team.
I agree.
Now, would they win the Super when they go to the Super Bowl? I don't know.
Nah, probably not.
No. But could they go, if all things fail right, an NFC championship game? I would believe it. Divisional, at least. The Traders Playbook, $1.99 Super Chat. And this is something that we noticed. The O-line doesn't look as bad with Rattler in the game.
Maybe it's just my eyes. I don't know. But something, and it wasn't just me. It was me, you, Mia, people at the game. I was just like, man, it's like the offensive line. Trevor Penning was just blocking, throwing people. I'm like, what is going on here? Is this conspiracy? Like, what's
happening here? Gotta get Bob Motor in this bitch, bro. Like, what is did Penning, like, look over and be like, oh, AP? We going to work.
Let's go to work. I don't know. I can't explain that stuff. I cannot explain that. But it was noticeable. That's all I'm saying.
You noticed it. I noticed it. We not blind, bruh. And here, it may be absolutely nothing, but right. It was visible. Trevor Penning went out there and started pancaking niggas. I was like, what's going on?
What is going on?
Kabuni was getting like 6-7 yards per carry.
Kabuni.
$1.99 super chat from Cam W. Going band for band with Trader Joe's. We appreciate both of y'all. Lewis said, you know, the Saints, when successfully land. Someone said this in our Discord. I wish I could think at the top of my head who it was. They said only the New Orleans Saints, only the Saints could have a potential gift of a future quarterback land in their just plot, just right there, boop, and bungle it and just fucking only our team, Ryan.
Only our team, man.
Any other team, you'd be like, you would hear, it would just be praised and just put out and just every little thing. It's like, holy shit, we got a future starter in round five. We could save on the cap. No.
It leaks out to the national media like, hey, coaches are really finding really promising with the fifth round pick Spencer Rattler. Da, da, da. It's all kind of stuff, but now they're like, whoa. Jake Haener, baby. Sleep on Jake Haener.
And I feel bad a little bit for Jake because, like, I feel like he's an innocent bystander in all this, bro.
Oh, yeah, innocent bystander, bro, because all he did was come, compete, play well in practice. Games were kind of like, why were we seeing what we see? I mean, he wasn't bad in games, but it just was like,
This man had skin cancer, went to a procedure on Monday, was back practicing on Tuesday.
And played the game right after that. I love Jake, man.
Had stitches on his face, bro. This is not an indictment on Jake. And if Jake was QB2, then Jake is QB2, and let's fucking roll.
Let's go.
But team can't even come out and say that, Ryan.
Can't even say that. Can't even say that, bro. Like,
there are those Negroes again, just trying to find something to pick on DA about. No, it does not have, like,
it's stupid. It's just stupid. Even Greg Rosenthal said it on his podcast. He's like, yeah, that's stupid. It's stupid. Like, what is?
Let me catch up on more super chats. Ryan.
Man, we're supposed to go 30 minutes, man.
Nigga, we still getting paid right now, nigga. We on the clock. Sit your nigga ass in that chair, nigga. We getting money. $53 in chat revenue right now.
Yeah, I guess I can stay up for y'all.
Demon Time Slime, he said $199. When the whole team turns up when Rattler comes in the game. I don't know, bro. It feels like an aura, bro. Like, just, I don't know. Like,
the aura, man.
Players know who are winners, and players gravitate towards those who are leaders and inspire them. Like, hey, when I come on this field, we got a fucking chance.
Right.
I'll leave it at that. Traders playbook, $199 super chat. If we can see it, are they choosing not to see it? Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh.
That's what
worries me.
Wouldn't it be funny if this was like Dave Ziegler right now, bro, in the chat?
Finally, somebody agree with me.
Get this nigga off the team again, please. I'll word it politely.
That's a great point, though, man.
I'll let you take that one. Ooh, are they choosing not to see it?
No, but that's what annoys me. It's like, I feel like there are people in there, in the team, and it's so, bro. We had Beer Garden in September, bro. But, yeah, it's like, I feel like there are some in the team that don't want to see it. It's like, what are we doing here, man? Like,
and then my question, my response to that would be like, why?
Why?
Like, why?
Why? Make it make sense to me.
Isn't it every team's fantasy to take a dart throw on a quarterback in late rounds and hit? On it, like it, that
y'all, y'all drafted him. Y'all drafted the guy. Y'all drafted him. It's not like, you know, he was on the team and y'all like a new coaching staff that was just happened and he happened to be there. Like, y'all drafted him.
That's a show.
Worked him out and everything. Like,
Eric Martinez says Adam has definitely broken more of a sweat than Kendra has all training camp.
All training camp. That's a
work.
Fact, bro.
Work. This is work, Kendra.
Y'all saw that picture of Kendra at practice the other day.
Was that a recent one? I thought that was an old one.
No, bro, that was just the other day. Look like he about to go play pick up basketball or something, man. You know, they come out there.
rubbed the little back of their feet. Man, come on, bro. I'm gonna play the post. The kids are just been chilling, bro. And somebody pointed out, you look a little wide. You look a little wider. A little stocky.
How is his work ethic like worse than Peyton Turner's, bro?
Bro, we ain't been talking about Peyton Turner, bro. The past couple of weeks, bro, like Peyton Turner.
I know he happy, bro.
We've been on Fox games. Peyton Turner made the team. ain't worried about Peyton Turner right now, bro.
Cam 99. Oh, okay. Hold on. Whew, boy, we almost $60 worth in chat revenue. Cam W with the $199 super chat. DA would really bench Caleb Williams for Carr.
Bro, he would, bro.
Isn't that? I feel like at first when I read, I was like, that's hyperbole. Then I was like, is it though?
Is it though?
No,
like I'm telling you, if they did get Michael Penix, they would definitely, like, DA would definitely be trying to roll with Carr.
Oh.
I 100% know it. He would be trying to roll with Carr.
Without question. Okay. Another super chat, Cam W again, 189. Y'all working harder than Kendra and Nick Sosa Verde. I got off of work at 7 p.m. We start recording at 8:30 p.m. Nick, we just going. Demon Time Slime, 199 super chat, donating more money for our SBP minority stake. It's fine. Gail would probably call us to help, but it's okay. We understand where it comes from. It's hard to catch up with these super chats. The Traders Playbook. Ooh, my God. Dak did it to Romo. Why can't Rattler do it to Carr?
That's a great point. Fourth round?
Even
in the fourth round coming out of Mississippi State?
To be fair, Romo got hurt.
Romo got injured. Yep.
RG Scott's $4.99 super chat. Remember the movie Tales from the Hood? Plot twist. DA reveals himself as the devil and we're all in hell.
Welcome to hell.
Wayne said, Ryan gonna be tired as fuck tomorrow. He will be, but when we get the transfer from the YouTube, it'll be all right. We'll be okay. I say that jokingly, but truly. And this is no pun intended, we didn't have an agenda on here when we came on to record, but
it was just so lively today on Twitter. It was like, man, talk some shit. Gotta do it.
And my one final point I wanted to say as we wrap up is if it was just you and me and pushing the agenda, it would have not have gotten to the heights that it has. Partly, a part of that, we were pushing this in May, before a preseason game. We were saying, bro, if you go back and you watch his tape, you just watch his tape. That should just look different. It was a rookie minicamp or OTAs. There was a throw and they had the footage of it. And I was like, ooh, he threw that ball. And what happened? He staggered out. He got off to a slow start. And every step along the way, steady improvement. And then it was in training camp report coming out like, Spencer Rattler put on a show. Spencer Rattler went 11. He threw this bomb to Mason Tipton. Blah, blah. And if it would have just been in practice, then maybe it would have cooled off a little bit.
Oh, no question.
He goes into a game against the Cardinals. Leads them back to a win. I was so confident in the Zoom, I said, man, the Cardinals about to score, and then Spencer about to take us down the field, and he about to go a game-winning drive. I said it with the utmost confidence. I can go and cut up the video. I said, I already know it's going to happen. And it played out exactly like that. He took a stumble against the Niners. Neither him nor Jake Haener played well. And my girl sitting right next to me, one of the couple of good throws that Spencer had in the game, and it was a very easy throw. And she saw it. She said, oh, that shit just looked different. She saw three or four drives from Derek Carr, and then she was like, oh, shit. Like, babe, I see it. I get it. Yeah.
You don't have to squint.
Not even a little bit. And then against the Titans, he saved his best for last. I said I wanted the whole load. And if some of the receivers and tight ends didn't fail him and drop some passes, he put on a show. So the big reason the agenda has become what it is that he's gone out and he has played and produced and has shown it. And because of that, that has trickled down to the fans, because all we fucking want as a fan base is to just have hope that we may have a quarterback.
Sure.
Like isn't that the dream of every fan base, to feel like they have a quarterback that can lead them to some wins and to some fun? Maybe not Super Bowl, but at least we could be competitive. And he has produced. So if it was just me and you just tweeting hashtag the agenda and blah, 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 it would have ended right then and there, period. So
he pushed the agenda.
He pushed the agenda with his play.
Exactly.
And we are just being appreciative of it, because we are not blind. We have watched football we watched Drew Brees for years. We know what an excellent quarterback looks like. I'm not saying he's going to be Drew Brees. I'm not saying he's going to be an elite quarterback. But I'm saying that if you just watch, just very simply, the potential leaps off the screen.
And it's not just us saying it. Greg Cosell, Mina Kimes,
nigga.
You know.
Greg Rosenthal. It's not just us. Like, we are not just the only people who just watch football. Like, and if you don't care about our opinions, that's fine. We're just two niggas that do a Saints podcast. But there are people who do this shit for a living, and they get paid and they see it. Greg Cosell came on our podcast and talked about Spencer Rattler before he even took a preseason snap with the Saints. Go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to it. We just want to, as a fan base, we want it to be fun again. We want it to be fun again. We want it to be fun to watch football. That's it. And not even here saying they need to make Rattler the quarterback one right now.
Even though he should be.
Nope. We're not beating that drumstick. We're just pointing out that the way that it has gone about has been the most ass backwards thing when a team has a young quarterback I've ever seen. It is not normal. And it goes back to Ryan's tweet. Nothing's ever normal. There's always some shenanigans. Still
always
my team.
Always some shenanigans.
But if you doing shit like this, we gonna call you out for it. And if you're doing some pussy behavior, and you are, as a head coach, you're supposed to be a leader of man, and you can't make a fucking decision, then I'm sorry. You're a pussy. I didn't stutter what I said. I will say it again. You are a pussy. P-U-S-S-Y.
100%.
And I'm standing on business. We wrapping up, because this nigga is falling asleep. The Trader Joe's playbook.
I'm up.
Oh, you almost to 100. We got $73 in chat revenue. And we got more chat revenue in our live stream than you can go see a Saints game right now, because we're talking about Spencer Rattler right now, man.
We can get two tickets.
Uh. I feel like a preacher because I feel like I gotta say that shit again, Ryan. Our chat revenue, and this is not me trying to gloat about our chat revenue. We appreciate it because this is weird to us. This is new to us. This current chat revenue, you could go get 2 Saints tickets right now and go see them play the Panthers next Sunday. Because we are talking about the backup fucking quarterback might be a goddamn baller. And that's supposed to be a bad thing. Okay, these niggas. Can I get an amen in the fucking chat?
Amen.
Let me catch up on these super chats. Cam W, $1.99 super chat. We tipping in ones. Y'all finna talk all night. Listen.
Tip for the strip, baby.
My dick can't do no tricks, something like that. Like, it can't do no helicopter.
Oh,
the Traders Playbook, $1.99 super chat. The wide receiver group chat, like he's saying, like the Saints wide receiver group chat definitely wants Rattler as quarterback one. You know they do, bro.
Oh, bro, I would love to see that chat, bro. I'd love to see Chris Olave and Mike Thomas chat because you know him and Mike Thomas. you know. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might have to reach out and ask. $1.99 super chat. Lob 32 city. Flying from New Jersey to the game. Spots to hit up. Oh, bro.
Oh, man.
That dog for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Fat Tuesdays connoisseur. I always try to get a Fat Tuesdays when I go to New Orleans. If you want a great brunch, you can go to the Jack Rose.
Jack Rose, man. Really good.
Start there, Lob 32. Start there. Also, be loud at the game. Be loud as shit. All that shit. If Carr throws a pick 6, maybe just start like a little chant. Just a little chant. The Traders Playbook, $1.99 super chat. he said, what do Olave and Shaheed text each other about Carr? I know what it is, bro. It's one of me and Dante's favorite gifts and it's funny to us, and it's from The Office, and in context, PC-wise, it's probably not that appropriate, but Michael Scott is like, I want to kill myself. That's what they text each other. Demon Time Slime, $1.99 super chat. No exaggerations. Something is there with, and it's a snake emoji. Yes.
100%.
Eric Martinez, at this point, Rattler is a symbol for hope and change in a time where football has been dark for a while. Ooh, that's a good one, bro. You remember those Obama hope posters, bro?
Ooh, man. Let's change you could believe in.
Ooh. What
Skywalker?
What Kamala been saying? We are not going back. Cam99, another $1.99 super chat. Much love, Cam. He said, my con don't want none unless it rattles. Hashtag pause.
My anaconda don't want none.
all right. An amazing live stream. And definitely not expected for all the love that we've gotten.
Much love.
But being that we know that the Saints organization listens to every podcast, if y'all gonna listen to it, can y'all not listen to it like on a shared like phone or a shared Bluetooth speaker? Like, it, Mickey, you listen to it on your phone. DAU. Can y'all just listen to it like on each phone? If y'all gonna listen, just give us the multiple listens at the very least.
The downloads up, man.
Please, nigga. When they listen to this, because we know that they do. Then this is not me being on a high horse. This is not me, like, it's just a fucking fact. The Saints organization has been listening to our podcast for the last 4+ years. Those are facts. When you listen to this, you have a fan base who is, from the bottom of their hearts, giving their hard-earned money. Hard-earned. It is hard to make money in this fucking world right now, Ryan. It's hard, bro.
Well, I know.
We both know. Giving their hard-earned money to hear us speak the truth, tell it like it is, and just talk about the hope that there should be for this team. Like, it's a quote that you say all the time. Do you not like money, Gale? Do you not like money, Mickey? Are you going to come out and tell us that it's the economics about the situation? Why Saints fans ain't going to the game? A report comes out that... Come on, bro. Come on.
Even from DA's perspective, it's like, you really going to ride the Titanic down with Derek Carr? Like, you going to ride that Titanic down with Derek Carr? You with the captain of the ship? Like, if I was him, I'm like, man, look, at least I'm going to go out fighting. Like, if I'm him, I'm going, like, you know, Spencer, get up in there. We're going to come with the best game plan for you. And we going to see what happens. If I die, I die. If I live, I live. I just never understood that. That's not just him. That's like most coaches. Like most coaches, they go with that little safe. They go with that safe option or whatever. And it's not safe. It's not a safe option. I just never understand it.
I don't either. But you have a fan base. We've had, I don't know, upwards of like 62 concurrent viewers, already almost 200 views on this live stream. And you have a fan base that wants to believe. You have a fan base that wants to be excited. You have a fan base that for the first time in maybe a long time, there's excitement. There's a spark.
Spark, man.
And you would think that that should be something that should be celebrated, appreciated, fostered, nurtured, developed. Even if the plan isn't for him to start week one, and it was never going to be the plan for him to start week one, even though I still contend he's the best quarterback on the team right now. Even if that's not the case, you would think that as an organization, it should be, hey, listen, we ride with Derek Carr, you know, but if shit get bumpy for a few weeks, we got to see what we got. We got to see what we got, right?
I mean, Drew Brees was still quarterbacking for the New Orleans Saints, and Sean Payton was putting Taysom Hill out there like, this is the quarterback. The heir apparent is on the team right now. That's what Sean Payton was putting out there. Even though we was like, you know, whoa, you know. And he wasn't the heir apparent. But that's the confidence Sean Payton had. Like, Sean Payton was like, man, this is my guy right here. You know what I'm saying?
And like, I'm not gonna say Sean was right, but Sean knew how much of a fucking football player Taysom Hill was.
Exactly. 100%. He was right about Taysom Hill, the football player for sure.
Maybe not the quarterback, but as a football player, he was 100% fucking right. So when you have this almost $80 in chat revenue talking about Spencer Rattler, even if he isn't QB2, if he's QB3, you have received a golden goose in your lap. And it's funny, we're talking about all this, man. Week one is next week. We'll talk about week one. Nick, we ain't even talking about the Panthers. We ain't even talking about Panthers right now.
Next week, save next week for that. We're going to dive deep.
Oh, Oh, I didn't even talk. Our dude Scott want to come on and do some little, do some field vision and my stuff, talking about Wednesday. Because if you're not initiated, our dude Scott Bushka and I'm blanking on his Cody Alexander. Field Vision MI comes out. The app comes out on September 3rd, which is on a Tuesday. Please, if you are listening to this podcast, I swear to you, it is going to be an app that you want to have, especially for fantasy football. But me and Scott have been talking. You might try to jump. We might do the preview pod like we normally do it, but have Scott on. It might be some Field Vision stuff in terms of things to look at in the Saints-Panthers game and other week one games, right?
We got something cooking up for y'all bettors. Bettors, bro. We got something cooking up.
Mm-hmm. Y'all fucking degenerates. We got you covered. Gotcha. But I'll say this. As a franchise, you have been afforded a potential golden goose and a gift. Don't fuck it up.
That's it. Please.
Don't fuck it up. I mean, we could have done too long to read or saved you a click. Don't fuck a potential golden goose. That's it. Don't fuck it up. We appreciate the love from Mina. We appreciate the love from Mike Golic Jr. We appreciate the love from our dude Greg Rosenthal, as always. We appreciate the love we get on NFL Network, because like it's like you said earlier, man. Like it's like you like, man, proud of our little podcast.
Podcast, man. You know, we're not the biggest podcast, but we punch above our weight class, baby.
We might be a six, but sometimes we pull a man.
Like, damn, man.
No, Gale said, oh, I know he's gonna hit it like that. Anyway, we will be back next week on Wednesday previewing Panthers Saints week one. Pretty likely we'll have our dude Scott Bushka on of Field Vision MI. To give us some breakdowns, things to look out for in the game, things like that. It's going to be exciting. So tune in. We'll post it. We'll have it when the episode and the live stream is going to be. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Have a good, safe holiday weekend. Enjoy it. Spend time with your family, with your loved ones. This life is short. Make memories with those who you love. We'll be back next week. With that, we're out.
Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.